You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. This is Megan McCurdy-Carino in for Molly Wood. Tesla beat earnings expectations Tuesday, reporting record profits of more than $1 billion last quarter. The electric vehicle market, while still small, has grown rapidly this year. Of course, a global shortage of microchips could slow things down. But long term, there's also the issue of lithium. It's a soft, silvery metal that's the key component in electric car batteries. Chris Berry is a strategic metals consultant and president of House Mountain Partners. He says demand for lithium is expected to triple in the next 5 years, which is why some automakers like GM have taken the unusual step of making deals with lithium mines directly.
It's unprecedented. Typically the supply chain for the lithium ion battery is very fragmented. I mean, the lithium comes from one or two parts of the world, like Western Australia or the Lithium Triangle in South America. It's refined and basically built into batteries in parts of Asia. And then, you know, those batteries can be put into electric vehicles in other parts of the world. The fact that the automotive manufacturers are going directly to the mine site to lock up, you know, five plus years of supply is unprecedented.
Why wouldn't an automaker do this? You know, why wouldn't they have a direct supply to the raw materials themselves?
Well, you know, typically the lithium demand has really grown at about 5 or 6% per year historically. Now that lithium demand is growing at 20% per year, and I think that's probably going to continue through the remainder of this decade, this is why the automotive manufacturers are now not able or not willing to rely on some of their suppliers or some of their partners, and they're going directly to the miners themselves. And if it's going to take you 7 to 10 to 12 years to bring a new lithium mine on stream, you know, you've got to go and just make sure as an automotive manufacturer that you have that 10-year line of sight on your supply. Otherwise, you're going to lose market share.
What's at stake with all this then? I mean, could we see as demand increases, for these raw materials, electric vehicles become more expensive?
Perhaps, you know, and that's another good question. And that's something that a lot of folks along the supply chain are worried about. I mean, the price of lithium, battery grade lithium carbonate, which is one of the two lithium chemicals that can be used in batteries, it's doubled off of its COVID lows from about a year ago. And so, you know, that does directly feed into the cost of a battery. I will say that a lithium ion battery in a car is about 30% of the cost of that car. So that's why so many people are focused on lowering, you know, basically chemistry advances for the batteries, because if you can make the batteries cheaper, all of a sudden, then you get to that sort of nirvana, I think, that we're all thinking about around, you know, the really ubiquitous use for electric vehicles. Right now, it's really a cost issue.
Chris Berry is a strategic metals consultant and president of House Mountain Partners. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.